Ashley Banfield joins us from News Nation. You'll see Banfield tonight. I presume you're on tonight at 9 o'clock again, right, Ashley?
On tonight at 9 o'clock and every weeknight at 9 o'clock.
I was thinking about you the other day. I thought, boy, that must be a lot of pressure. It must be hard to sleep thinking, you know, I got to be on TV the next night and the next night. And I got to have good questions and good guests and it's all got to work. Does that, I guess you're a veteran enough that that doesn't plague you the way it would me, huh?
I think, you know, after 33 years of doing it, it just seems like it's normal. But now that you say that, it's just weird.
No, don't think about that. And you are utterly natural on TV. Will you be talking then again this evening about the Chauvin trial?
So tonight, a slight break from the Chauvin trial, because we follow the Larry King principle on the show, which is we speak of the top newsmakers, news stories, but also really intriguing personalities. And tonight, I've got Jay Leno. And so that's a person who I think has a finger on the pulse of America. And I'm dying to talk to him about so many things, not the least of which is the Chauvin trial, but just generally how we're doing as a country and how we're finding things funny, you know, in the best of times.
He just ended up having to apologize for some of the things he used to say about... I forget what it is now.
It was Asian Americans. He said that he had made jokes in his past about dog meat and that he was terribly sorry. I mean, it really was something that, you know, he said was heartfelt. And he's even said, you know, I think we do need to get on with the times. We do need to write new jokes. We do need to be appreciative of other people's thoughts and feelings. And we shouldn't just make jokes regardless of how it makes people feel. You know, he was quite, you know, there was quite a mea culpa.
I suppose that'll come up in your conversation with him. I do wonder sometimes how to process those gaffes of the past, because I think some of the jokes Jay Leno used to tell, I didn't appreciate. He got political at times. His politics were clearly different than mine. I didn't realize that. He said things about Hillary and Bill Clinton that I was sometimes shocked at for, and granted it was a late night TV show, but I was shocked at some of the jokes he used to tell.
But I think he said the same things about George W. Bush as well. And that was one of the things he said he wanted to do. He wanted to be an equal opportunity offender, so to speak. And, you know, comedians had a lot more leash back in his time on The Tonight Show. I think now there is as grave a concern about the jokes you tell as there were before Jay Leno, when, say, the Smothers Brothers were on, because the Smothers Brothers were constantly being edited and censored. And it was literally, they went to philosophical war with their overlords at the network and actually even took them to court.
That's interesting. That will be an interesting conversation, how, because obviously the late night comics these days, certainly in the Trump era, were super political, super charged, super critical. Super funny to some people and relevant because that's what America was talking about. But they got away with it,
you know,
I guess is what I'm saying.
I think a lot of people also say, you know, cancel culture is damaging to art. It takes away from one of the things that has sort of been the last bastion in political satire and satire in general. And I think that they make a really good point. I don't think that that point should be made in a vacuum, though. I think that people should be considerate of the cost of that. And maybe you don't feel the cost, but if your neighbor feels the cost, is that worth it?
I think that's a good point. I don't know if this makes sense anymore. Johnny Carson didn't used to be an equal opportunity offender. I don't think Johnny Carson told jokes that people took offense to, and he was very funny, and it worked. Now, maybe that was a function of Johnny, and maybe that was a function of the time. Maybe a Johnny Carson doesn't work today, you know? I don't know.
It's possible, but I think if you look at the Stephen Colbert trajectory, it was clear that when he decided pointedly to target Donald Trump in his comedy, and sometimes not so funny, I mean, just point out what he didn't like, he sailed to the top of the ratings. I mean, it literally just overturned the late night model of who was number one. So, you know, I think it's a strategic decision for some, It's an authentic decision for others because it's just part of who they are and it's what they want to talk about. And don't forget, they're not just telling jokes, they're writing jokes too.
By the way, these guys
are part of the writing team. It's all part of their DNA.
I saw on Fox News this morning that the CNN ratings since Biden became president are off. It's either 40 or 60% in prime time. They have 40% or they have 60%. They gained or lost. They lost either 40 or 60% of their audience. Now that Biden is president, for what that's worth. I got a couple of minutes left, and I presume we'll rejoin the conversation about the Chauvin trial once those closing remarks begin today. Derek Chauvin did not take the stand, and I don't know if that's telling or not, but in general, how do you score the trial, and what are you thinking about this week?
So I think that first of all, you know, as a trial watcher, the attorneys were spectacular. I really thought they did a great job. I think that the defense attorney was had a big uphill battle, not only in the case, but also in the fact that he was by himself. And the prosecutors had upwards of about 14 lawyers, and they had state money. That always makes a big difference. I think right now what you're going to see in the next day or two of closings is a very specific reference to these charges. Second-degree murder, third-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and they all require different things. The murder requires intention. The third-degree murder requires a recklessness, and the second-degree manslaughter requires a sort of negligence. And if you're that jury, but by the way, your listeners right now, nobody should judge angrily unless they watched every minute of the trial. And even then, you weren't in there. You didn't see all the evidence. So I always caution people, don't be so judgmental unless you sat through a trial, because that's what our system affords every American, every person in this country. Mm-hmm. And no one should be torching anything. For starters, they shouldn't be torching anything, but nobody should be screaming epithet if they didn't watch the trial, because that's just irresponsible.
Well, I know you did. Let's connect again this week, and maybe we'll have a verdict to sort of analyze, but I appreciate your attention to it and joining us the last week or so. Let's connect again later on.
Love to.
Ashley Banfield, tonight at 9 with Jay Leno. How about that?